The Finance Minister, Pascal Donoghue, will publish what's known as the Stability Programme update later today. It will set out new targets for the economy. For more, we can talk to our economics correspondent, Robert Short. Robert, what is the Stability Programme update and why does it matter?
Well, Rachel, there's just two sets of forecasts from the Department of Finance every year, budget time and the Stability Programme update. It's part of the EU budgetary rules that were introduced following the crash 10 years ago. So it's a very important date for the Department of Finance, and it basically brings the forecast made last October up to date. And as we know, during COVID, it has been extremely difficult to forecast what's going on in the economy. So it is a very timely update for the public finances.
So what's it likely to say then?
Well, there's going to be a significant revision to where the department believed the economy to be or to be heading last October. So last October, they had factored in that there would be a disorderly Brexit, because at that time there was not a trade deal in place and there was considerable tension over that. So actually, they were forecasting that the economy was only going to grow by 1.7% this year. Now that has been revised upwards significantly to 4.5% this year and 5% next year. That shows you the scale of the resilience in the economy that we saw last year. So everyone thought last year that the economy was going to shrink as a result of the effect of COVID. In fact, it surprised everyone in growing by 3.4%. And it was actually the only economy in Europe which posted any growth last year. Of course, that's a little bit of a mirage in some ways, in that most of that growth was down to, you know, a continuing stellar performance from the pharmaceutical and computer services sector, those multinationals, which have still thrived during the pandemic.
That's the point, isn't it? I mean, doesn't this highlight again the dual nature of the Irish economy, the difference between the official figures on the one hand and the real world as many, many people experience it?
Yeah, so last year we saw, so they've come up with a measure to kind of calculate this. So modified domestic demand, which focuses on growth in the domestic economy and services in much of the economy that many of us would see every day, that actually declined by just over 5%. And the department is forecasting that this year it's going to recover by 2.5%, but that the real recovery in the economy is being pushed, if you like, a little bit further back. And they're seeing significant recovery in the domestic economy next year, where they forecast that modified domestic demand is going to grow by 7.5%. Of course, underlying all of this, as we all know, and particularly when it comes to the services sector, accommodation, retail and so on, it's really all down to how successful the vaccination programme is and how quickly or otherwise the COVID restrictions are going to be pulled back from the economy.
Robert, thanks indeed for that. Robert Short there, our economics correspondent.